We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. And in our call to worship today, I'm in Ezra chapter 7 as we continue to work our way through this particular passage of Scripture. Last time we read verse 21, it says, "And I, even I, Artaxerxes the king, do make a decree to all the treasurers which are beyond the river, that whatsoever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, shall require of you, it be done speedily." Very interesting how this king had sent word that all the treasures of that faraway land in Israel that was now under the control of the Babylonian government, and they, of course, had their own rules that they went by. The king told him, whatever Ezra needs, you get to him, but don't just get it to him speedily. In other words, get the politics out of it, and let's get on with the business. And we read here all of the wealth that was sent along with Ezra. And verse 25, there's a personal note, a postscript that's put in the note to all these treasurers and leaders of this area of Israel. It says, "And thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as know the laws of thy God, and teach ye them that know them not. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death, or to banishment, or to confiscation of goods, or to imprisonment." The king gave the control of the establishment of a government there to Ezra the king. We read on, as we'll see, Lord willing, next week, about how Ezra praised the Lord for how God had worked this out. He had not seen the note yet. He brought it with him. He was to deliver it to the treasurers that were already in the land. And when they read this, it comes back to him. This postscript, "Ezra, you're in charge of appointing those who will follow after your God and follow the laws of the land." Now, how did he get to this position? You know, most people said, well, he had to rub noses with great people and he had to pay his dues. No, he didn't. You know what he did? He was faithful to his God. He was faithful to his God. And his faithfulness to his God revealed the wisdom that he had from his God. And that set him in good stead with the king, a pagan king nonetheless, of a foreign nation who had complete control over the Israelites. This king recognized the wisdom that Ezra had because Ezra still followed his God. He wasn't going to be diverted one way or the other, not to the right or to the left. He was going to be faithful in following his God. What a lesson to us today. Some 3,000 years after Ezra lived, you and I have a responsibility to follow our God, obey our God, and let God reward His children with the wisdom that only God can give, and not be worried about what other people think. God will move in the hearts of men and women to get His work done in any age, at any time. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And we see that pictured here in the book of Ezra, and what a reminder it is to us today.